This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we'll have a playoff update. Two teams, the same two teams who have met in the WHL Finals the last 2 years, already advancing in four straight games. We'll have more on that. Plus, an emotional goodbye for Lauren Mullican in Saskatoon. The longtime WHL head coach and general manager will join us later in the show. The Edmonton Oil Kings and Portland Winterhawks are two teams that'll get 9 days off between rounds following series sweeps. Portland took care of Vancouver in four straight, and the Edmonton Oil Kings swept Prince Albert. Prince Albert had to fight to make the playoffs, winning that tiebreaker Tuesday game in Red Deer to grab the eighth and final seed. But the top seed Oil Kings just too much in this one. Oil Kings broadcaster Corey Graham spoke with forward Mitch Meraz, who put up a team-leading 7 points in the series.
Mitch, first off, your thoughts. I mean, this is a tight series despite it being a four-game sweep.
Yeah, I think they played us hard. I think it's a first versus eighth seed, but I don't think it really turned out that way. They really pushed us and made us play some good hockey at times.
Physical at times as well, probably important to get this time off heading into round two.
Yeah, it's huge. We got guys that are banged up and guys that are looking to draw back in the lineup. And same for myself. It's going to be nice to get this time off, but we earned it for sure, and already looking forward to the next round.
I guess lastly, you've been through this before. How does it start to feel a little bit like the last couple of years?
I think so. I think we're taking it one game at a time. We're playing that honest game that we have to, and taking it one game at a time, like I said, and one series at a time. And it's nice to have that experience and rub off on the younger guys for sure.
All right, thanks. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot.
Edmonton defenseman Cody Corbett was a big part of the Oil Kings' power play, which clicked at nearly 42% in the series. Corey Graham spoke with Corbett.
You guys getting offense throughout the lineup in this series, how important was that to not have to rely on those top six forwards all the time?
That's huge. I mean, all 25 guys in the locker room, I mean, we can't just pick any guy any night. We got to have the whole team on board, and I feel like this series that really happened, and we got to keep doing that.
Oh, yourself, 5 points here in the closing game. Just seemed like everything was going your way.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any credit for any of those points tonight. I mean, the other guys on the ice, they got screens in front of the net for my two goals, and two guys going harder than net, and Mitch's goal. And I mean, Curtis Lazar is an NHL player on the WHL team, I feel like. And, you know, he just had a rocket of a shot to get one in.
You guys looking at some rest here now. How important is that going to be? You guys played a ton down the stretch.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I remember the year that we won, we swept the first round, and I mean, I think that was the biggest thing. Getting a few extra days rest and getting into that next series feeling good.
Do you look forward to who you're playing yet? I mean, you guys are the first team through, so you don't know, but do you kind of look forward to the matchups already?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of fun watching out the rest of the games here to see who will end up getting the next few games.
All right, thanks. Just best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, perhaps the best series has been the Calgary Hitmen and the Kootenay Ice in round one. The two rivals have provided some incredible games with some incredible endings. Game three in Cranbrook was settled in overtime.
In over the line for Chase, scores! A long one, and this game is over. Chase from the far boards. 7-6 Calgary in overtime tonight, as the Calgary Hitmen take a 2-1 lead in what was an incredibly wild night in the East Kootenays.
Dan Russell and Bill Wilms with a call for the WHL on Shaw TV. Kootenay would respond just a night later.
Here comes Kootenay. DeShano cuts to the middle. DeShano scores! One tonight, 51 seconds remaining. The Kootenay Ice have a 5-4 lead.
The two teams splitting the first four games. At time of production, Game 6 was set for Kootenay Saturday night, and Game 7, if necessary, Monday night back in Calgary.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Saskatoon Blades general manager Lauren Mullican leaving the Saskatoon Blades after 14 seasons and two different stints with the club. Mullican said his thank yous at an emotional news conference midweek. For Lauren, tough to say goodbye.
Well, it certainly was. It was a tough day, but You know, we had some very productive meetings, you know, with myself, the Priestner family, and Steve Hogle, and we just thought that at this time it would be best to step aside and let someone else take over the reins.
You're 14 years there. Take me through some highs and lows from when you went in there. You had a real rough and tough tumble team to hosting the Memorial Cup to being part of a rebuild. What's it all been about?
Well, number one, the Brodsky family afforded us the opportunity back in the early 90s and certainly to have a chance to work with longtime general manager at that point in time, Darryl Lubinicki, was a lot of fun. And, you know, we built teams that were difficult to play against. At times we were criticized because of the way we played, but we were very successful. And you know, unfortunately, in the first 4 years that I spent here, we went to the final twice and lost out both times to the Kamloops Blazers, who went on to win the Memorial Cup. So, you know, those were great experiences and great times in the early days. And my second stint coming back, we had left Pittsburgh, but an opportunity to come back and join the Blades with the Brodsky family was something that we always thought about. And, you know, I've certainly enjoyed my tenure in the second go-around. And, you know, we had some great teams over that time, you know, had a chance to participate in the Memorial Cup. And but in the end, you know, Jack and I still kid about it today that, you know, we didn't have a whole bunch of success in the playoffs, and so that we had to fire the coach last year. So, you know, it was a situation that, you know, it was time to move on. But certainly my memories are very fond and very positive of my time in Saskatoon.
You know, something you said at that news conference was the fact that, you know, the WHL has been the best part of your life. You think about, you know, your two stints in Saskatoon, your time in Moose Jaw, your time in Regina with the Pats. I mean, it really spans a lifetime for you.
Well, it certainly does. And you can go back even to my early days. I mean, the Western Hockey League has been a part of my life basically since I've been 14 or 15 years old. You know, had an opportunity to play in the league as a 16-year-old and gave me many, many opportunities in the hockey world. So whether I was a player, a coach, a general manager, or just a fan, you know, during my time away at the professional ranks, it's a league that is very dear and near to me and has been a big, big part of my life. And I've learned so many valuable lessons from the people that involved, and that's the great thing about our league is that, you know, from our leadership group at the Western Hockey League office to the people that own the teams, the people that coach and manage the teams, our interest in first and foremost has always been to provide a great experience for the players.
I know you're a family man, Lauren, so maybe more time to do that and, you know, be away from a hockey team and from that environment for a year or two.
Well, it's going to be real different, not going to work every day, but, you know, it'll afford us an opportunity to gather our thoughts here and spend some very valuable time with our two granddaughters, so I look forward to that.
Lauren, always been a pleasure dealing with you, and I know that was an emotional day there for you on Wednesday, so we appreciate your time here on WHL this week, and we look forward to seeing you down the trail, okay?
Thanks for having me, John.
And that's this week's show. Some great first-round matchups still remain. Next week, we'll set the table for round two. And a special thanks to Corey Graham at Edmonton for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.